Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 57. My name is Matt, and I am your host. And thanks so much for tuning in this week and listening to this episode over at the Podnuts Tech Podcast Network. And I want to jump right in because I got a few really fun things that I want to talk about today as far as everything that I've been working on this week at home. And over the last few weeks, if you've listened to this podcast, you know that I've been extremely busy at work, taking care of a few projects that I've been working on in the meantime at my normal job every day. And that basically took up months and months of hard work and energy. And now with this week, I had a little bit extra time to finally get into a few things that I've been working on sort of behind the scenes. And a few podcast episodes ago, I talked about recently getting my ham radio operator's license, a tech license and a general license, and not having very much experience with that. I didn't have any radio. I didn't have any equipment or antenna or anything like that. And so I just kind of want to give you a quick update on where that has gone over the last few weeks since I finally got my call sign and was able to finally start broadcasting on the air. So if you don't have a license, you can listen to all these conversations that are happening, but you just can't talk over the air. So I've done a few different things. The first thing that I went and did is I went and downloaded Echolink on my phone. And what this does is this connects to the Echolink network that some radio repeaters are connected to. And you can basically talk anywhere in the world to other people around the world. And it could be through links or repeaters or what they call conferences. And so that's sort of how I got started. And I just kind of want to tell you a quick couple of stories about some of the people that I've encountered. And you never know when, for instance, when I was younger, I had a CB radio that was installed in my car. And the people that you would hear talking over CB oftentimes weren't the nicest, let's say. They weren't very friendly because there's no real way to moderate the discussions that are happening over CB. I mean, there are certain ways that you can, but for the most part, anybody can get over the air and talk. And so that's sort of a benefit that I'm finding about the whole licensing process, is not just anybody can get on and start talking. So what I did is I connected with Echolink to a repeater in Ireland, and I just kind of wanted to see what kind of traffic was happening. My first few attempts on Echolink, I couldn't really find many people talking, and I just was having bad luck finding a repeater that people were communicating on over. So I gave this Ireland conference a shot, and within a few seconds, what I came across was a gentleman in Florida talking with someone in Germany through this Ireland conference. And basically how it worked was this person in Germany was traveling to the United States, to Connecticut, and he was receiving an award for his work at his job. He worked at the PepsiCo company, and he was receiving Pepsi's highest honor, basically, and he needed to travel to the United States to receive that award. And this guy in Florida happened to know the area that he was going through quite well. He used to live in that area, and he was talking about the hotel that he was staying in, and he was saying, oh, you picked a really great hotel. Here's some things to watch out for. Here's some places to go and make sure that while you're here to check out these few places. And I thought it was a really kind of a neat thing to listen to. You're listening to two people who don't even know each other, help each other out, and really kind of give a positive message that all of us out there, you know, most of us are good people and we're willing to help other people out. And what a cool way to start out with ham radio, and that the seeing and hearing that type of message. And this gentleman in Florida was really helpful to the other gentleman on his way to the United States. That was my first experience as a ham radio listener. I was sort of just standing in the background and sort of learning the ropes, so to speak. And so I thought, wow, that was really cool. You know, what else? What else? So I started navigating around, and I checked out a few other gateways and conferences around the country. And so I picked a Seattle gateway that there was some traffic talking over. And I also picked up one in Golden Valley, Minnesota, and one in close to New York City in the lower Hudson River Valley. And in that case, I came across a couple of guys that were talking. One guy was at home. The other guy was traveling through city traffic. And the guy that was stuck in traffic was complaining about traffic jams and having a discussion with a man at home who was able to help him find an alternate route and avoid the traffic altogether. And just another example of two people helping each other out. And what a cool experience right off the bat with all of this. So with Echolink, it was kind of cool to be able to right away be able to talk to people around the world. I still haven't actually communicated over ham radio. I'm still kind of listening and just trying to learn a little bit before I decide to speak up and start talking to people around the country. But one of the other cool things that I have is a friend of mine here at work. It's also a radio operator, and he let me borrow a handheld device, handheld radio. It was the Yaesu FT60R. And it's just basically a handheld radio, but this radio is sort of, it's sort of a middle of the road radio. It's not real crazy expensive. It's not really cheap. That's going to fall apart in your hand, but it's really rugged and really durable. And as a hiker, this really appealed to me because a lot of times you go hiking in the mountains and you don't have cell phone service, but the radio services are available to you. And if you're ever in an emergency, just having that extra security and extra safety is always a plus. So I really, before I bought my own radio, what I wanted to do was see what kind of traffic was happening in my area and was it worth investing in some of this stuff. If it wasn't really, if it wasn't worth investing in, then maybe I wouldn't buy a radio. So I took this radio home with me on my way home from work. It's about an hour drive. And as I got closer to my hometown, he had programmed in there the local repeater from my hometown. And within a minute or so, I was receiving traffic signals from people communicating. So I said, okay, later on tonight, I'm going to give this a try just to see what exactly this thing is capable of. Well, so about 8 o'clock that night, I turned on the radio, just happened to be at a perfect time. I wasn't expecting this to happen, but at the time that I turned this on, there was an East Coast TechNet broadcast being conducted all through the East Coast. And there was a couple of gentlemen who were on the radio answering questions, talking about ham radio, and basically practicing some emergency type formalities over the net, and basically just doing a roundtable discussion with anybody across the country. And so not only was it East Coast, there was people from Florida and way up the East Coast into New York and out by the Great Lakes, some guys from Ohio. There was a couple people from Arizona, and they just called out their call signs from all across the country. And it went on for about 2 hours. I only listened to about 45 to 50 minutes of it, but it's really interesting the difference between like CB radio and ham radio. I know with any hobby out there, you're going to get really great experiences and really negative experiences. But so far, in the few weeks that I've been using Echolink and the few times that I've actually had a chance to try a radio out, it was really awesome to see the good people out there. And I haven't run into anything negative at this point, which is really kind of cool. So I'm really glad that I went through this process of getting a radio license. I learned a little bit about electronics, and that was really what I was most interested in. But now it's a matter of learning and keep going and understanding how this whole setup works. And my next step, I think, is to attend a local amateur radio club and see what that has, and if that has anything to offer in helping me learn about this. So I might do that next month at my local club and just kind of see if that's something I'm interested in participating in or not. And in the meantime, for all of you out there who are not radio operators, you know, I've listened to podcasts before, and especially when they start talking about ham radio stuff, I sort of tuned out, and I wasn't paying any attention to what they said, because I sort of had an interest, you know, before I did this, but I was never really that into it. And I would definitely encourage you, if you're into computers and you're into electronics and you have that mentality of wanting to learn something new and different, this is something to give a shot at, and I encourage anybody to try this out. I knew nothing about this, and now I'm finding this is kind of a new hobby that I can't believe that I never got involved with in the past. So, you know, a lot of people say ham radio is sort of obsolete at this point, but I don't think it is. From what I'm finding, I'm finding lots of people being helpful. I've heard stories of people being rescued and saved by ham radio operators. And just recently, this is not old news. Okay. So it's really something to, maybe encourage all of you to just go get a tech license. You know, it doesn't take all that much effort to do that. You just got to know your materials, know your stuff, and pass a simple test. So, I'm going to move on from this now, but I'll keep you updated from time to time. For those of you out there, you probably won't hear me on the radio for a while. I'm still learning, and I don't have a setup yet, but my call sign is KD2NJJ in the NATO phonetic alphabet. That would be Kilo Delta 2 November Juliet Juliet. That would be my call sign, if you happen to see me on Echolink. So I'd be happy to hear from other ham radio operators out there. So that's Kilo Delta 2 November Juliet Juliet. So anyway, moving on. I think I have finally found the iTunes alternative that I have been looking for months and months and months. And in the back of my mind, this project, I'm sort of... I do this a lot. I think about something for a really long time, and then I finally try it, and then I think, well, why didn't I do this a year ago or 2 years ago? And in this case, this project, I did try a few years ago. It was relatively new when I first tried it, and I sort of got distracted, and I stepped away from it for a while, and I'm sort of kicking myself for doing that. And the project that I want to talk to you about is Plex. I have recently been working with Plex, trying to set up a Plex server at my house. And I really didn't think that this would be something that I would be interested in using, because I tried it once before. It looked nice, but I didn't really feel a need at first to use Plex. And I don't listen to a lot of media at my house. And the ability that Plex offers to listen to media everywhere, as long as I have it like on my phone, it really didn't seem like Plex was something that was necessary. So here's what I did to give Plex a try this week. Well, first of all, to take a step back, in my music company that I own, I am often sharing recordings of my band performing concerts with my other band members. Okay. There's about 18 to 20 of us in depending on the performance that we do. And in the past I was using MediaFire, and MediaFire worked really well for storage for these recordings because I could sort of keep track of how many downloads, how my files are being downloaded. And I could sort of just keep an eye that make sure everything was working correctly. And over the last few years, MediaFire has become really bloated and has become so bogged down with advertisements that it's just difficult to download an MP3 file without going through all sorts of hoops. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to sort of migrate everything to Google Drive and see if that would work. And of course, Google Drive is going to work really easy. And so I did that with all of my archival audio recordings from my band. And I basically, real easy, share the links. The only thing that Google Drive doesn't do, it doesn't track downloads as far as I know. I can't track how many times a certain track has been downloaded, which is sort of something that I kept a mental track of from time to time. So now that I had all this stuff in Google Drive, I was started to think about my iTunes library again. Now, iTunes is great. That slipped out there. iTunes is not great, but it works well for my devices. You know, I'm on Mac a lot of the time. I've got iPhones. I got an iPad, and it works great for that type of stuff. But I'm really scared that iTunes is going away and it's going to become Apple Music. And when they do that, I'm really scared that all of my audio files will be locked down in Apple Music. So they've done it with photos. It was hard to get your photos after they changed from iPhoto to Photos, and just made it more difficult to work with. So I've been looking for alternatives for iTunes, and people recommended Clementine and a few other things that were sort of cross-platform, and they worked okay. They worked fine, but it's not quite what I was looking for. So what I decided to do, I sort of put it all call out there to a couple people that I knew and asked them about Plex, because I knew they had been using Plex. And so I decided to give Plex a shot. I installed it on my computer, and I'm going to basically tell you one of the things that interests me was the Google Drive integration, and the ability to connect to Google Drive. That was a major plus in my opinion. So what I did is I actually had my iTunes library, and I connected, it's on an external hard drive, connected it to my computer. And then I just basically linked Plex to my iTunes folder, and everything was synced to Plex. And I was able to get all the artwork from iTunes. I was able to get all the information, the track names, etc. And the only thing that Plex didn't do was when it came to my original tracks from my band, it tried to search iTunes and then found a different band and then renamed all my albums by that band. That was a really quick and easy fix. And I changed the artwork, and then I was up and running within, it was really quickly. I've got, I don't know, 500 gigs of recordings from all of my albums that I own and purchased. And that process took maybe about 45 minutes to completely sync into Plex. But even before that, it was usable with the already imported tracks. So I was really impressed with Plex and how quickly it was able to sync everything. And what I'm really finding is I really enjoy the fact that not only does it work on iOS, but it works on Android, works on Apple TVs, and it's available pretty much anything, whether it's Linux or Kodi, especially, it's got Kodi integration. So I'm really looking forward to playing with this a little bit more. And so here's what I'm wondering out there to any listener. If you're using Plex, could you send me a message, mrptechreviews@gmail.com? Tell me how you have Plex set up. Do you have it set up? Are you using any of the cloud services? Do you have your music set up through Google Drive so it's always available online? You don't need a computer set up or anything like that, running it all the time. And tell me how you have Plex set up. Right now I'm trying it out and I'm really enjoying it. And I'm sort of kicking myself for not continuing it when I tried it years ago. So let me know how you're using Plex. Let me know what you think of it. Are there any, is there anything out there that's better than Plex? Right now I'm thinking Plex is my go-to media server of choice. And I'm really excited to keep moving forward with this. My ultimate goal would be to export everything from iTunes, just have a hard drive with my audio files on it, organized the way that I want to have them organized, and not be so locked in with a company like Apple and iTunes, because it's my music and I don't want to be able to just use it on iTunes. I want to be able to plug it into a Linux computer and say, you know, let's use XBMC, or I want to be able to plug it into a Windows computer and play all my stuff on Windows Media Player. I don't want to be just locked into iTunes. So let me know what you're doing with Plex. And or if you have any other media servers out there for your media, movies, etc., let me know what you're doing, and I'll bring it up in a future show, and maybe I can help some other people out there. In the meantime, I'm going to keep moving forward with Plex, and I'm going to give you an update next week on how that's going. And it's fun to finally get back into some technology stuff. I've been working so hard with this concert last week that I was working on, and now we can get rolling again. And thanks again for listening, guys. I hope you're interested in some of this stuff that I've been working on. And even if you're not, maybe you can get something from it. And it's a message that I've been sort of saying for the last few weeks and months. You know, you might not necessarily be really interested in this topic that I'm working on, but as technology enthusiasts, we're always trying to learn something new and trying to do different things. And that's sort of my message out there, is don't be afraid to try new things. Even if it's something that's really hard or it's something that you've never done before, try to do something new and exciting and keep using your mind and really move forward. And you never know how that will all relate to each other in the future. So that's going to be it for this week. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Keep tuning in and tell everybody, spread the word for us, and tell everybody about the show, and we'll get some more listeners, and we'd love to hear some feedback. So thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you next time.